Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Mundaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Milah Daf Gimel Amud Bet. About to take a look at Rav's dictum regarding Zrikat Pigol. I'm Rav Gidol, I'm a Rav. Zrikat Pigol Eina Motziv Midei Milah Bekod Shekotchim Eina Moivida De Milah Bekod Hashim Kalim. Writ large, what that means is that a zrika of pigol does not have any effect on Mi'ila. So that in Kodshe Kodshim Mi'ila still applies, and a Kodshim Kalim Mi'ila does not attach. Now, Yativ Abayi V'kamar La Lahashmata, Abayi repeated this, Eitav Rav Papa Labayi, so his student Rav Papa challenged him from the Mishnah in Menachot. Hashochet Tadola Tudal Lifnim V'lachma Chutz Lachama. This is the Mishnah that deals with the symbiotic relationship or a dependent relationship of the lechem of Todah to the Korban Todah. So if you shech the Todah, v'lachma chutz lachoma, and the lechem is outside of the city of Yerushalayim, lo kidesh no lechem, then the lechem is not kadosh, shchata shlo kamo fana batanur, or if the bread wasn't yet browned, or mafilu kamo kulan v'chutz v'echat mihen, or if even all of the breads were browned except for one, lo kidesh no lechem. But shchita chutz mina chutz mekoma, if you did shchita of the todah with intent of pigul or chutz mekoma, kidei shalachem. Now, what's the impact of that? Alma pigul ma'itvel demenila. So you say that pigul suddenly now this shchita of pigul suddenly does make the lechem kadosh, and therefore meila is now involved in this kodshim kalim. Ishtik Abai had no answer for this. Ki ata the coming to Rabbi Abba, so Abai came to Rabbi Abba. Amarle, his answer was bizrika, meaning Rav's statement of zrika pigul animalcy is when the zrika itself is a pigul. Meaning, pay close attention to what Rav said. He didn't say shchita pigul; he said zrika pigul. Meaning, if the shchita was done properly, kabbalah was done properly, but then the zrika was done with intent of pigul, that zrika is a meaningless act. So Amarle Rashi the Rava. So now this answer was cooking around. V'hamar Ula, so Rav Ashi challenged it by quoting Ula with the following. Komets pigul shelo ligabe mizbeach, if you have the komets of a mincha and you took it bepigul, machshav pigul, and you put it on top of the mizbeach, paka pigulo mimenu, the pigul is now lifted, which means that it was pigul and the pigul was lifted. Ukmitza hainu shchita, and kmitza in a mincha is parallel to shchita in an animal. So you see that shchita is a full pigul act, and therefore in the case of the lechem, it should not be mekadosh lechem. Amale isur demayit de pigul. He said what it means is an isur that will lead to pigul. In other words, it's not pigul when you do kmitza, just like it's not pigul when you do shchita. It's only an act that later will lead to pigul when it's completed. Ah, v'haktani. But wait a second. Ula's argument for explaining why komets pigul has that status, it was, if the komets can cause the shirayim to come pigul, it certainly can cause itself. The answer is not isur demayit de pigul. That again was not referring to the act itself, but the kmitza of pigul will ultimately lead to becoming pigul when you do the haktara, parallel to zrika. Okay, I'm going to have another Rashi. Va'amar Ilfa, but Ilfa said the following. We have a famous machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim about pigul plus mechutz l'mekomo and mechutz l'zmano in the same avodah. And that's this follows. Chachamim say, if you have intent for chutz l'mekomo and chutz l'zmano in the same, in one korban, then the whole thing is just pasul and not pigul. Rabbi Yehuda says, if machshevet pigul came first, meaning if chutz l'zmano came first, then it's pigul. If chutz l'mekomo came first, then it is pasul. Right? And now Ilfa said that machloket is only b'shtei avodot. Meaning, so you shechted one siman with intent of chutz l'zmano and the other with chutz l'mekomo, and there Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim disagree if machshevet chutz l'mekomo automatically just invalidates, or if pigul was first, if chutz l'zmano was first, if that makes it then pigul. But certainly, if you did one act of shchita and said, I'm doing this to eat it in Tel Aviv tomorrow, or tomorrow in Tel Aviv, it doesn't matter, as long as chutz l'mekomo was in there, it's pasul. So the answer is, so that seems to indicate, because this example is Shechita, indicates that Shechita alone is an Avodah that does generate this Kiddush. The answer is, again, it's not that at the act of Shechita it makes it Pigul, it's when you do the Zrika, then retroactively we'll look and see, was your intent mixed up in one Avodah or in two? If it's in two, then we have the Machloket about sequence. So why don't we say in the case of the Toda that until you do Zrikat Adam, the Lechem isn't Kadosh? The answer is, you're right. My Kiddush, lepasel. The Lechem is Kadosh, not because it means it's valid, but rather it is now Pasul Dabar Yisrafa. You have to burn it as Kodesh Shinif Sal. All right, so we've defended Rav Gidol. Now, Lema Sayele, perhaps we have support for Rav's statement that Rav Gidol brought us. Hapigo Leola Moalimbo. Simple statement. Pigul always has me'ila. Sounds like Zrika Pigul doesn't help. So, Agav, the Izrik Dam, aren't we talking about a case where you already did Zrika and still me'ila applies? Masayale said, lo, the lo Zarka Dam. We're talking about a case where the Dam wasn't Nizrak. So, Yidol Zarka Dam, Mala Memra, if you didn't do Zrika, obviously Pigul isn't lifted. Pigul isn't lifted. Me'ila isn't lifted off of any Korban when you didn't do Zrika yet. El Yolam Nizarik, must be you did Zrika. Vachitanya Hiba Ola, that's talking about an Ola. And by the way, an Ola never has Me'ila lifted except for the pelt, because an Ola all belongs to God. Ibo Ola Pshita de Gavoru Kula. The Ola all belongs to God, and therefore, it's a no-brainer to say that Me'ila still applies. Ve'or Diktani Seifa, Lan Dama Afapisha Chazar Zarko, if the blood was left overnight, even though you went and did Zrika the next day, Mo'alimbo, Me'ila still applies. So Ima Pishta Mabachatat, so there has to be talking about a Chatat, it can't be talking about an Ola. But then Shapir. Do you have to tell me that in the case of an Ola, if you left the Dam overnight, Mila's does not lift it? Mila's not lifted even if you did Zrika properly. So the answer is, Seifa Vada Misayele. Certainly that last statement does support Rav. Reisha Mai, what about the first statement, meaning the one that we have that we interpret as being about an Ola? Hold aside the Seifa Misayele Nami Reisha. Do you argue that because the Seifa supports Rav, the entire thing supports Rav, and is always talking about even when you did Zrika and still Mila's not lifted? The answer is, Seifa Lav Vada Misayele. It's not so clear that the Seifa supports, or you could read it without the word Lav as a question, Seifa Vada Misayele? The answer is, Maishna Halona Dekavri Adayim. The Seifa is talking about Lina. Lina is when you actually left it over, which means you didn't do something with your hands, but it was, you omitted an action that you're supposed to do with your hands. So, Lomahani Zrika Lafukim Enemi Ila. So, Zrika won't help. Machshava lo kavim yadayim. Machshava was just something you didn't do with your hands. So mahani le zrika lafuk v'nei me'ila. Maybe if you had machshava pigul, then zrika is good enough to lift me'ila. So that doesn't support it. All right, le mahama say alei. Maybe the following statement does support Rav. Ha pigul b'kotche kotche mo'alim bo. If it's pigul b'kotche kotche me'ila, it is there. Lavagav d'zark, doesn't that mean forever, even after zrika, o m'say alei, and supports him? Lo, the lo Zarek. It's talking about a case where you didn't do Zrika. If you did Zrika, Me'ila is lifted. So, why is the end of that statement that Pigo Bekochim Kalim ain't Mo'alim Bo? It should say, the Reisha should split and say, before Zrika there's Me'ila, after Zrika there isn't. The answer is Ahuvin Avanim Seyele. So that certainly supports Rav saying that Zrika and a Kotche Kotchim that's Pigol is never helps. So Le Mahom Seyele Seifam Seyele Namiresha. So again, the same attempt, maybe that entire Brita supports Rav. The answer is no. Kotchim Kalim Sikole Hachalop Sikole. The reason that they divided the Brita the way they did, instead of saying Lifne Zrika Lachar Zrika, is because Bekotchim Kalim, it's Psikole, meaning Bekotchim Kalim, it's always the case that Mila doesn't attach. And therefore, they wanted to just say, B'kotchim kalim ein me'ila. Hachalo psikole, when it comes to kotche kotchim, sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. So they didn't want to go into those details in that particular braita, so we do not have support for Rav, for Rav's ruling. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the analysis of Rabbi Yeshua's statement about Shadhat to the Kohanim, and that will take us to the end of our analysis of the first Mishnah. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.